Okay, welcome to the November 18th Planning and Zone meeting. Let's see, we're going to start with roll call.
Adam?
Here.
Danaway?
Here.
Gibson?
Here.
Kepler?
Here.
Ormsby? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Windland?
Here.
Okay. On to the approval of the October 21st meeting minutes.
I move to approve.
I would second.
Got a second
first,
there.
First, we've got a first and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, so the minutes pass. So this is the plan and zoning meeting of November 18th. We're doing things a little bit different this time around. We have, looks like, one person in the audience. So if you want to speak at any point in time, please go to the podium. Everyone else out there, I think Denise is going to control anybody else speaking. Do we actually have anybody in the audience out there that's not a commission member? We do not.
No. Only staff, sir.
Okay. Could you let me know if somebody does? Come on. Okay.
Representing Chris Yawkey.
Excuse me? Who was that?
That was Chris Townsend came in.
Okay. So we do have somebody, Chris Townsend's on. Okay, great. All right, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, we have case 20-061, the Villas of Forest Grove Crossing, which is a replat of the lots that are shown right here. And this is essentially Forest Grove Drive, I-80 in the aerial. What we're looking at is a replatting of the lots within the Forest Grove Crossing third edition. What you have is three units on these lots, and that's the unfortunate thing is in some cases some of the lending institutions want those divided. This is the former plat that you, or I should say site plan, that shows the three units on each of these six lots essentially that now are undergoing replatting. And what they've done is they've taken each of these and given each unit its own lot of record. And that assigns each individual unit instead of a common area with one lot, they each have their own lot area. We ran into this problem within the Maple Glen editions, and we had to go through that PUD, if you'll recall, in sort of divvying up the land because the lending institutions wanted those not to just be a footprint of a structure, but they wanted also ground in a unique legal description for each of those units. So the petitioner, I'm not trying to state that for them, but I'm saying this is something that we've seen before. It's not uncommon. Staff, in looking at this proposal, supports the petitioner's request with the conditions in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Does anyone have any questions?
It's Roy. I've got one question, kind of a tangential one, but at the last meeting or the last time we had this group before us, there was an issue on the table about the completion or extension of the access road. Have all those issues and requirements been satisfied at this point?
I believe the access road is being connected, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, Greg. The access road is under construction right now. I put my eyes on it today.
Okay.
Roy, this is Brent. I can chime in as well. Yes, they've got, I'd say, about half the road done. There is some dirt moving that needs to be cleared so they can make the fire access lane continuous between the three streets, but we have informed their contractor that we want that done before the snow flies, and he is working on it.
Okay, I don't want to be granting something here when we're still waiting for something else to be done. I don't know if it's tit for tat, but I know we had some challenge getting that done. I want to make sure that train stays on the track to get it done.
Yeah, they just finished the infrastructure for this maybe 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
The paving. So it's not like they have moved off site and just forgotten about it. No, they're still doing cleanup work and finishing grade in that area.
Okay, appreciate that, Brent.
Okay. Any other comments?
No, none here.
Any? Well, we have one person in the audience. Okay. Can we get a motion?
I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve case 20-061, Villas of Forest Grove Crossing, replat, subject to staff recommendations.
Second, Joe.
All right. First and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign? Okay. Motion passes. I guess we're on to commission update.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that and the quick work tonight. I also want to thank you all for participating in the zoning summit we did. We have a staff report that we're working on right now to kind of collect our thoughts and give you some feedback on what we heard that night, so that'll be forthcoming. We also have the new calendar coming out. You'll be receiving that here shortly. Your meeting dates stay the same as far as the recurrence. So your next meeting or your first meeting in January 2021 is 1:20. Then you have a 2:17 and a 3:17 meeting. Again, the same schedule you've always had. We'll send you those today or to tomorrow. And then just a note more for our audience, if you will, that our filing deadline is going to change. So the meeting dates will stay the same, but we're moving the filing deadline to earlier in the week, to the Tuesday instead of Friday. Getting everything on Friday, waiting till the last minute and then trying to turn around and start it on Monday doesn't make a lot of sense to me, so we're going to try getting it on a Tuesday. Staff has more time, 3 more days of review time before we show up at P&Z. So that's more inside baseball, but I wanted to let you know that those meeting dates will be coming out shortly.
Great.
Is there some notification going out to those who would be more impacted by that deadline?
Yep. Directly, they'll be contacted, and it'll also be on our website. But all of our frequent customers will be notified directly.
Perfect.
Lisa Furman's handling that.
Great. Good.
What a great idea.
With that, meeting adjourned.
Got a motion?
Nope.
Yeah. Bye.